the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports program on 2SER that is about as useful as a Victorian security guard. Alrighty, my name is Joel Kassam and boy, have I got a show lined up for you. This show to be exact. I'll also be joined by my two co-hosts as well as a special guest. Back after having another sick day, it's a woman who's decided she'll be running for president. It's Gabby Morris.
Hello, I'm back.
Welcome back, Gav.
I'm often sick, everyone. That's why. Or sometimes I just, don't want to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Even in Zoom. We don't even, it's not even hanging out. You just don't.
I know.
That's fair enough. I don't blame you. Also joining us is a man who was recorded playing golf this week.
What the hell?
What was that?
It was poor humor. It's Mick Rad.
What a way to be introduced. I don't know what to think about that.
Ian Poulter, I think his name is.
Right.
PGA Tour.
What, he dropped a fire after he hit a shot.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, big fire. And then
mics like pointed at the ball, you know, like exactly. To get the ball noise.
Yeah, you know? You can hear that.
Was it televised?
And, yeah. Someone's in the background like, did you mean that for that to be that loud? He's like, did you record it?
Wow.
That sounds like something you're going to do.
Cool.
Disgusting things we talk about.
Golf's trying to be controversial. I mean, if that's how controversial golf can be, then sure, why not?
That's it.
Compared to the NRL, that's nothing.
And we are very excited to have our first Paralympian on the show. It is without a doubt the most sportiest thing we've done in weeks. Coming in live from the lockdown state, it's Jenny Blow.
Hang on, where are you, Jenny?
I'm in Melbourne. Yeah,
are you?
I was reading today where the epicenter of Australia.
Oh, okay. That could be the new number plate.
This is just as exciting.
The epicenter state.
Usually it says the place to be, and at the moment it's probably not.
The place to be.
Wait, so you're... Okay, well, yeah, you're in lockdown.
We're not in a hot spot, though.
You're not in one of those postcodes.
Yeah, no.
Your postcode
now all of Melbourne is locked down, so... Yeah,
Look, we're not that far off. We're not going to tease you. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Calling anything a hot spot in Victoria in the middle of winter is pretty unlikely.
Mick made a weather joke.
Yeah, that was a new low for you, Mick, actually. You've made a terrible fart joke. This is awful. We've got a lovely guest on here and we're just ruining it. We're not used to it.
I believe that makes you a true Melburnian, though, if you joke about the weather.
That's true.
That's the rule to become a Melburnian is joke about the weather. Because I'm originally from Sydney, so I'm a wannabe Melburnian.
Oh, you've moved there. So you're used to Sydney people making fun of Victorians, and now you have to cop it because you're a Victorian.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, because I would say Sydney-siders, we probably hate Queenslanders more than we hate Victorians. I think we just think Melburnians are just, you know, like hipster young sibling or something. But Melburnians hate people from Sydney. They really
hate them.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you must hate us. And like, no, we don't like Queenslanders.
You're a waste of time.
All you guys.
We didn't even know you were down
epicenter.
There.
Pretty much everybody just hates Sydney people. That's just
I think that's it, actually.
I hate Sydney people and I live here.
I just hate people. I'm actually noticing that I'm getting more and more annoyed and aggravated by people. Like, I'm just like, oh, God, you people. Oh, gross people. Oh, God.
Everyone's just disgusting, aren't they, Gab?
And the kids.
Oh.
The bloody kids.
The bloody ankle biters.
Feral.
They're super spreaders. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually just kidding. This is not one of those shows. We must move on.
Gabby, you were away last week. Everything okay?
Where was I?
Sick.
Away.
Oh, I was sick. I wasn't on holiday. No, I had a cold, which has been stressful, obviously, because you're like, I've got COVID. I mean, I've thought I've had COVID maybe 20 times since COVID happened.
Yeah.
So it's been an up and down, like, you know, solid 4 months.
How many tests have you had, Gap?
I've only had one because I've only had like proper symptoms just this last week. So I just had a cold, but I went to the drive-through COVID clinic. What a lovely experience. They were so friendly. They were so kind, really chatty.
And then they jabbed something in your brain.
And it was not, it was absolutely fine. It was like not even that bad.
I think when my mum had it, they said to her, if this doesn't hurt, I'm doing it wrong.
No.
So did it hurt you?
No, it didn't hurt at all. It was okay. Like, I mean, I was a bit stunned. I was a bit like, he said, are you okay? And I was like, oh, I'm fine. Sorry. I was just like, went into another world then. Like, I was like,
that was enjoyable.
It didn't hurt.
He stuck that little swab a little bit too far, didn't he?
But you know what's gross is that they swab your throat first and then they put it up your nose.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. No. 100%. They swab
the same thing.
The same thing.
No. No.
Yes.
Lucky they don't do it the other way.
Well, that's what, yeah, that's exactly true. Right. But I was like,
it's all the same muck.
I suppose
yeah,
so.
I mean, totally. Yeah,
I suppose it is.
But I mean, so the 2 days of waiting for the results are even more stressful and anxiety ridden because you're like, who have I seen? What have I done? What have I touched? How many things did I touch? How many people? Oh God, everyone's going to die.
Yeah.
And then you just get the text message and you're like, okay, hey guys, fine.
have you had any close encounters, Jenny?
No.
He's in the bloody epicenter.
Yeah. Oh, at the moment we have because obviously, you know, we found out that we're going in lockdown on Tuesday. So, and it didn't start till midnight Wednesday. So obviously Tuesday and Wednesday everyone went out for dinner and pubs and stuff because last chance in 6 weeks. And some people we went out with, they now have their housemate being tested because they were a close contact. So it shouldn't be it's a friend of a friend of a friend, but
yeah, okay. yeah.
Should be fine.
That's fine.
How about you, Joel? How you doing?
Yeah, look, I'm fine. I got nothing. I got no news. I got a new chair.
Oh, look at that sleek gaming chair.
About as exciting as it gets.
That's a good potting chair.
You've now turned that sexy bachelor pad even sexier now.
I think so.
Chair. Like, yep. Girls just love that. Your miniature cricket bat and that gaming chair.
Electric drum kit, a guitar you don't play, and a chair.
Jenny, they're picky on me.
It's hard not to.
Mick,
I'm all right, Joel. All right. No, nothing much to report here. Just a hectic week at work because of Melbourne. So everything in this last week has been Melbourne's fault. But that's fine. I'll get over it.
All right. Look, for people who have never heard this show before, including you, Jenny, I mean, how do we best describe it without using any expletives? We're sort of like, I really don't know. We're meant to be a sport show. We don't ever talk about sport, but then sometimes we do. Is that a good way to describe it?
It's a very vague sport show.
Yeah, okay.
Like are honestly one of the closest thing to being the sportiest thing we've ever done on this show. Like you're an athlete. And that
I think our last guest was a comedian. Who else did we have? Oh, someone who was stuck in quarantine. That was another guest who never didn't do any sport. So, yes, it's nice to have an actual sports person on the show.
We often talk about sport and how it affects you and your relationship with sport because we all love sport. Everybody often has a history with sport, every person, whether it's good or bad. So it's more about, like, people's experience with sport, negative, positive, you know? Not negative and positive. Now I'm thinking of COVID. You know what I mean? But obviously for listeners, as you're listening, we're still doing this all via Zoom, via the internet. We haven't been able to get back in the studio. So it's been how many months now? 3. We've done all our shows via Zoom and online.
Which is either episode 11 or 12 for us via Zoom.
Yeah.
So that's a long time.
I think we're back in soon, by the way. I did talk to the boss yesterday and he indicated that we could be in by as early as next week. So stay tuned.
Ah, Mick, that's some wonderful news. Thank you very much.
It is.
Now that Gabby is frozen.
Depending how much Melbourne spreads to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll probably ruin that for you.
Well,
we'll see. We'll give it time. Jenny, you're on the show. Thank you. We obviously got you on just to talk about you. We're very excited. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You're obviously a Paralympian. How did you get into it?
So this is more fun usually when, you know, you stand in front of people because, and I always say when they're like, oh, I'm a Paralympian, and I go, yeah, so I'm missing a leg. And when you see me, I obviously not missing a leg. And they look at you and they go, what? I'm like, yeah, give it a tap. And they like really, they really carefully, because they really carefully like poke it, because people don't understand, like when you say Paralympics, you're like, oh yeah, people in wheelchairs, amputees, things like that. No, I have four limbs, but I'm vision impaired. So I was born with a condition called oculocutaneous albinism. So got just really white hair, really white skin, and it affects some part of your eye, something that affects your eye. It's underdeveloped or something. So I can see just really, really poorly. It's really hard to explain. It changes so much. So it's generally bright light and outside and stuff is worse. I can't control the movement in my eyes very well, so they wobble a bit. I don't know if you can see it over the camera, but sometimes if I focus, they wobble. The kind of definition of the vision is, so say you guys were looking at a car or a tree or a person or whatever, and say you were standing 60 meters away from that. Obviously, you'd still might be able to see the car. Maybe you couldn't see the person depending on what the color of the background was, but it wouldn't be in very much detail. So I see that same amount of detail at, it varies, somewhere between 5 or 6 meters.
Okay.
Does that make sense? That's the easiest way to explain it. So I just have to be a lot closer to things and nothing will have the same amount of detail that you guys will see. But I still see colour.
Glasses do nothing. Like obviously you wear glasses, but it doesn't help you with the distance.
No, they just help. I think they help control the muscles in your eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
I got to ask, when you said you're standing in front of people and you tell them about the Paralympics and they like want to knock on your leg, have you ever thought about putting a bit of wood in there just for a joke?
No.
Okay.
Next time.
Okay.
I just, you know, when you're at the pub and stuff, I just carry around a piece of wood.
It's a tough joke. I understand. You play goal ball. That's your sport. We I don't think the three of us have ever heard of goal ball. Can you tell us about
it? I have.
Oh, sorry, Gabby has, obviously, because...
But I just wanted to claim that.
She knows everything.
Gabby, had you heard of it before you took photos of it?
I didn't. I had never heard of it. Yeah, no, I haven't. Yeah, tell us. Tell us all about goal ball. I just wanted to say sorry that I got cut out. It was ironic that I was talking about how bad annoying it is doing this show by the internet and I just disappeared. But I'm back. Jenny, sorry for that. But yeah, tell us about goal ball.
All right, so goal ball, think of it kind of like dodgeball in that, you know how when you play dodgeball, you don't have contact with the opposition. You're on two separate sides.
Yeah.
So you're throwing the ball. So that, imagine that. Now imagine everybody's blindfolded, everybody. Mm-hmm. So even though I just told you I could see, I'm blindfolded. And instead of, so everyone's blindfolded completely, like to the point where we actually wear like makeup sticky pads over your eyes, they're taped on, and then you wear a blindfold. So there's no way you could cheat. There's like, if your blindfold comes off, you still can't see.
Yeah.
So you, dodgeball kind of set up, but three people on each team, everyone's wearing a blindfold, but the ball has a bell in it. And there's one ball. So everyone's playing by listening to the ball, but the ball is 1.25 kilos. So it's a bit, it's quite heavy.
Heavy
for like a sport.
Yeah.
And how big?
It's like basketball.
Basketball, yeah.
And then your aim of the game is then the opposite of dodgeball. So you want to throw it at your opposition, but instead of dodging it, they want to get in front of the ball and protect. There's behind each team, there's a goal, and the goal is 9 meters long. So like a huge soccer goal. So it's 9 meters long and whatever, like a meter and a half tall. And so your three players want to defend that goal, like soccer goalies. Yeah. And if it goes through, that's a point. Otherwise, they block it with their body and then pick it up and throw it back. So you kind of defend, there's rules about how often the ball has to touch the ground, because if it's just flying through the air, you can't hear the ball, you can't hear the bells.
Yeah.
So there's points where, so you can either like kind of underarm tempim bowling style throw the ball.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of do like a bounce. It's not particularly bouncy. So, but you can do a what we call a bounce throw. So it will touch the ground a minimum of 2 times before it hits the player. So you get 2 noises. So you kind of defend, people listening, you definitely have to YouTube it because it's very hard to explain. But you kind of defend, I guess, on your hip on the floor. So you're kind of in a crouched position and then you dive out either your hands or your feet to defend it.
Okay.
So you kind of defend on the floor, but then you stand up and throw it with, you know, do a running throw and with your hands.
I think there's a few obvious questions that I have that probably everyone would ask. How often do you smash into your teammate when you're trying to go for the ball?
Depends how well I know my teammates. So, like, I guess when we're playing, you know, the Australian team, we're good. We don't. In training, we do, though. Like, there's some pretty funny ones. It's always funny when it's caught on camera, too. Because occasionally in a tournament, like, there might be a miscommunication or something because 2 people will go for the ball or something.
Yeah.
But in training, yeah, there's some good ones. I think last year, one boy went down to pick up the ball and I went down as well, not knowing that he had gone down to pick up the ball, and his head comes up and smashes on my nose.
Yeah, so I was imagining like these really tragic like head clashes and stuff like that.
Yeah. So not normally, but it does happen.
Talk to each other and communicate. Yeah. Like, do you have to pass it to each other a certain amount of times before you score a goal? It's just...
No. So you can, we generally do pass because there's 3 people on court and your centre player is more of a defensive player. So I play centre. I'm more defend. I'm not the greatest thrower. So I'll pass to my teammates because they're better throwers than I am. But you don't have to pass. Like, I can throw back to, you can talk as much as you want amongst your team, except for once you've released the ball, or someone in your team's released the ball, then you can't talk.
Yep.
So you can't.
Yes, of course.
Because you can't like mask the sound of the.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And it's like no contact, obviously. Like you can't go and like take the ball off the other players. Or
How far forward can you go?
You technically could run as you. You just
could you go up to halfway?
Yeah, so not to throw. So you have to throw. So the length of the court is 18 meters, which is a volleyball size. The ball must touch the ground. I'm going to do my maths quickly here. There's a line at 6 meters from the goal. So 6 meters from the goal. It has to touch the ground once in that 6 meters. And then it has to touch the ground in the next 6 meters.
Right, so you couldn't just go sit in the other person's goals, get your teammate to pass it to you, and like, you know,
offside, right. Gabby, offside. That's awesome. I still think they could have come up with a better name though, because goal ball feels a little bit fake.
Mick, there's a ball and there's a goal. What more do you want?
I think it's really good, clear, precise.
Lions ball, bell ball. I don't know.
Bell ball, yeah, that would be cool.
You know who else loves balls with bells in it? Cats. Because my cat goes crazy by little balls with bells in it, and you roll it down the hill on the road? Down the hallway.
She's
just like crazy. He's like, wow. So I reckon cats would love goal ball. They're your biggest fans. I'm just saying.
They might like to watch, yeah. Just
they
like
get
tennis.
Yeah.
Maybe not get pegged with a ball.
When did you first compete for Australia?
2010. So I started playing in 2009 because I just grew up playing normal sports. I was pretty crap at sport, but I just played netball in the lowest grades. And then I was at uni and there was a lady who was wanting to develop a kind of a junior version of the game to take to schools because it's quite brutal, the official version. So she had like a softer ball and mats and things like that. And she wanted some people to go out to schools and teach it. And I was doing education at uni. So I was like, I'll learn to play so I can teach it. And then she's like, we actually need a New South Wales team. I was like, this is fun. And my friend at the time was also doing it. I'd known her for a while. We're like, we'll just go to nationals and get thrashed and used to that growing up. So but we were okay at it. So they're like, oh, do you want to come to an Australian team squad camp? I'm like, okay. And then just kind of went with the flow. And then, yeah, 2010 was World Championships. And so we went over to Sheffield in England.
All right.
Yeah. How'd
you go there?
10 years later. We did all right. So we came eighth, which was pretty good because we were a fairly new team. There was a couple of people who had played before internationally and for quite a while. But three out of five of us were new. That was our first international tournament. So not a bad result for
No, that's fantastic. Team.
Yeah.
Wow. So and wait, since who's then, the best team in the world?
Turkey at the moment. They just have this girl who can just throw but you know how I said the ball has to touch the ground in the first 6 meters.
Yeah.
Most people will make sure the ball touches right on that 6 meters, right? Because then you've got less reaction time to defend.
Yeah.
The opposition. Whereas she can bounce the ball that high and that quick that she needs to bounce the ball. She bounces it well before that 6 meters and it still only bounces twice. And it, so when you've got to defend it, like when you're on the floor, you need to make your body so big to stop her ball. It's really, really, she's an incredible player. So America are pretty good. Asian countries are pretty good. Japan and China are good.
Yeah.
Russia is very good, but I don't think they're allowed to compete yet. I think they're still banned for doping.
Yeah, I was reading something about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed at the next Olympics.
Unless they get exemptions or something, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So how damn bummed are you that the Paralympics have been delayed?
Yeah. At first I was like, meh, no biggie. Now, like, as it's gone on, I'm like, no, this sucks. This is really because you put your life on hold, like, you know. And because it was called in March, I think. So we were full in, like, not just, we're 12 months out, kind of, we've got 12 months to prepare. We were like, you've got 6 months to prepare. Like, we were in full-on training and prep. Mm. And then to go to nothing. Like, obviously, we're, you know, doing home workouts and stuff, but I'm in Melbourne, so I'm not back on court yet.
Yeah, how do you, yeah.
So.
All right, well, it'll happen, hopefully.
How do you I don't think it will happen. I'm not.
Really?
Like, I'm trying to ignore that, but, like, I'm still training and I'm still thinking, right, we've got 12 months, but I don't think it'll happen.
There's no either. I mean, I think it could, there's just too many people, and even, like, without crowds. If you had got rid of the stadium and the crowds, it's even the volume of athletes and their teams, and like already that's just too many people in spaces.
And all different countries. Like, you can't just say, Brazil, America, and Russia, UK, these big countries with all the cases, can't say, oh, you guys aren't invited.
Yeah.
It's not an Olympics. Although it would be nice.
Australia
wins.
We'd go better.
So you, because you, I don't know if you guys spoke about this already, because I keep cutting in and out. I'm really sorry, but you went to London and Rio.
Yeah. So London was my first.
Yeah.
And then Rio was really interesting, actually. So we probably controversial me saying this, but by the official goal ball rules set out by the International Blind Sports Association, we qualified.
Yeah.
Like, by their rules, 100% we qualified. But then the African region protested to the International Paralympic Committee because they just kind of said they needed more time because they were an undeveloped region and things like that. And so they were granted, an exemption. And they, because we were the last team to qualify, they took our spot, which was against the rules, but they protested and won their protest. So we went through the phase of like, right, we didn't qualify. And then 8 weeks before Rio, Russia was banned. And we were the next team. So we took their spot. Yeah, so that's why I think this really sucks with Tokyo, because, you know, London was just a whirlwind. I was so young. It was the first one. It was, there's so many people, you know, opening ceremony, all that kind of stuff. Crowds. We're not used to playing in front of crowds.
Yeah.
Goalball doesn't have crowds. But like at the Paralympics, there's huge crowds. So, you know, London was such a whirlwind, and then Rio was just a mental roller coaster. And then now Tokyo is screwed.
Oh, and they're just so far apart.
Yeah, I would have probably said this was my last.
Oh. No, but you're still right. You're still really young.
Yeah, it just takes up a lot of your life, though.
Yeah, true.
Training and you're always away. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
We love a bit of goss on this show. Is there any Paralympic goss?
Yeah, what happened in Rio and London? Give us we know that they're just also juicy hotspots. Those Olympic athletes all just, you know.
Oh, the village. On.
The village Olympic.
But look, what happens on tour, right?
That's it. Very good answer.
But
very good answer.
It's when everyone's finished competing, it's very fun.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And
it's like
our Australian team and management look after us when it's nice. Party time.
So good. Oh, I'm really sorry that you guys, I'm hoping, let's cross our fingers for Tokyo in 2021, right? 2021?
Yeah.
Crazy. But it's still called Tokyo 2020 because no one.
Just to confuse us. Yeah. They didn't want to change the branding.
No, but also I'm happy to do 2020 over again. Like we can just do a redo. Just
sounds
start
good.
Over a replay.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to try and do a game before we close this?
Yeah,
we've only got a few minutes.
Cocktail or pony? So we've been doing
what
this.
What was that? I missed it.
Cocktail or pony?
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say either a name. It's either a cocktail or a horse. Jenny? Okay. Sounds terrible.
So, again, this show has nothing to do with sports.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, well, horse.
Yes. Yeah, thanks.
Equestrian. Okay. Gin mule. All right. Is gin mule an Audrey Sanders mashup cocktail, also known as a Ginger Rogers, or an American thoroughbred racehorse who was the 11th winner of the United States Triple Crown of thoroughbred racing?
I reckon this is a double trick question because it's got like a cocktail and a horse in the name. Oh my God. I'm going to say horse.
Yeah, I was going to say horse as well.
Gab?
I was frozen for that whole time. So cocktail.
Cocktail is correct.
Oh. Sorry.
another one? Let's do another one.
Sure.
This one is desert orchid. Gin, lemon, and soda water, or an English racehorse known as Desi?
English racehorse.
Yeah, horse.
Horse racehorse.
I'll go cocktail then to be different.
Oh no, Jenny. Change it.
Change it. Oh, horse.
Horse is the correct answer.
Yay!
Okay, right. I think you can retire this game, Joel. Yeah. Hub, Jenny, thank you so much for joining us. This has been
amazing.
No worries. Thanks for having me. It's good fun.
Thank you, Jenny. And really, we hope next year happens. I know you a little bit.
I hope it happens.
But we really hope it happens. And if it does, we definitely have to get you back on.
Yeah,
no. After Australia win gold, done.
Yeah.
No one else is invited because they got COVID.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Jenny. And
thank you so much, Jenny.
You're called the Australian Bells, right? I didn't get to that bit. I like that.
Yeah. So we're called the Aussie Bells, as in B-E-L-L-E-S.
Yeah.
Like bell of the ball.
Nice.
Are you going to be, you know, before the Olympics, hopefully playing anywhere else? Or is it just straight?
Yeah, we were meant to be in Sweden this May, so we'll go to Sweden next May.
Okay.
And I think maybe we might be in America at some stage next year too, but none of us really want to go to America at the moment.
Oh, I watched out for Sweden too, but yeah, you know.
Yeah, Sweden's not great either.
All right, thank you so much, Jenny.
I mean, Melbourne's not any better, so let's just
can't even leave Melbourne at the moment.
You can't even, yeah. Oh dear, what a world. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Bye.
That's it. Done. That way you wrapped it up. There. Yeah.